Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Dry, windy conditions have prompted a red flag warning across 54 Minnesota counties today as wildfire danger reaches extreme levels. The National Weather Service says low humidity and strong winds could allow fires to spread rapidly and become difficult to control. Minnesota lawmakers have secured a $165 million housing deal designed to expand affordable housing options across the state. According to Ann Mavity with Minnesota Housing Partnership, housing costs continue to strain budgets for both renters and homeowners statewide. She says around $40 million will be allocated to help Minnesotans who are in emergencies.
Because we know that once folks lose their homes, the costs escalate and exacerbate, and it's so much harder to get back on your feet.
Mavity says they will also be investing in a Greater Minnesota program that focuses on workforce housing.
To help these small communities that might have that employer that needs to attract more workers to expand or grow, but they don't have enough housing.
Governor Tim Walz is weighing in on the stalemate in the House over the gun violence prevention package. Democrats continue to try and bring up the package for a vote, but Republicans are blocking it. Governor Walz says to the GOP,
"You believe this idea of these assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, you absolutely believe with all your being that that is a right that can never be infringed upon in any way. You should proudly then vote no against this, and you should be proud to stand up. It makes me wonder, why don't you want to vote on this?"
House Speaker Lisa Damith said Thursday that the bill did not pass through committee, so the vote has already been held. Damith says she has no plans to bring the package to the House floor because of that reason. In other headlines, the search continues today in Carver County for a person reported missing in the Minnesota River near the Highway 41 bridge in Chaska. Emergency crews have been searching the river since Wednesday evening after reports said someone went underwater and did not resurface near the boat ramp in Winkle Park. Ethanol supporters are cheering U.S. House passage of a bill that would allow nationwide sales of E15 year-round. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says it's a win-win for consumers at the gas pump and farmers.
Then you've got, you know, the additional market demand for corn right now, which is really needed. I mean, the price of corn is just not keeping up with the input costs, whether that's, you know, diesel fuel, fertilizer, you know, all these impacts that we're seeing because of the war in Iran.
E15 sales are currently only allowed in Minnesota and seven other Midwestern states in the summer. This is MNN.